What up? Welcome to Sweet Home Silicon Valley. This is your host, Aubrey Vigna. I've got the pulse on what's good in your neighborhood. I'm connecting you to your community. What's going on, who's hanging out, and when everything is going down. Zoom in with me and let's explore what makes our home so sweet. Hello and welcome to Sweet Home Silicon Valley. This is Aubrey, host of the show, here at the brand new Greater Rose Garden Farmers Market in San Jose. It's a gorgeous sunny spring morning, a perfect day for an official grand opening. As the name suggests, this particular market is located smack dab in the middle of the Rose Garden, a historic residential and cultural neighborhood near downtown San Jose. It's one of San Jose's oldest neighborhoods, aptly named for the sprawling 5-acre garden that it surrounds. You see, the city purchased an 11-acre prune orchard way back in 1927 and then converted half of it into the municipal Rose Garden we know and love today. It's exclusively dedicated to roses and features over 3,000 shrubs and close to 200 rose varieties. Now, this is just the Rose Garden portion. Have you been? If not, I highly encourage you to check it out. It's free and it's easily accessible. In fact, I parked my car right out in front of the main gate and I just strolled through the entire park in under an hour, stopping along the way, of course, to smell the roses. Right now is a wonderful time to visit. It's spring, so naturally all of the flowers are in bloom and it smells fragrant. After rambling through the Rose Garden, I walked down the street to Lincoln High School's parking lot, located over on Dana Ave. This is where the new farmers market takes place. It's perfectly situated under the shade of the parking lot's solar panel covers, which will be great for hot summer days in our near future. So, a bit about the market. The Greater Rose Garden Farmers Market is going to take place every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. As I mentioned earlier, this past weekend was its official launch date. Quite the accomplishment for the Shasta Hanchett Park Neighborhood Association. Whew, that's a mouthful. They've been trying since 2014 to bring a farmers market to the area. They've finally succeeded. And according to neighborhood polls, there has been an overwhelming community support. I'm sure that the local residents will appreciate having access to local fruits and vegetables, and it's a terrific way to promote sustainability. It also supports local farmers and other small businesses while providing a gathering place for the community. I love it. Although this market is new, it's part of the West Coast Farmers Market Association, who operates many of the other large locations throughout the Silicon Valley, some of which I've actually mentioned on previous episodes. While I was there at the farmers market, I sampled a variety of incredibly fresh produce and an exceptional pressed juice by Juicealize. Seriously, the produce, it looked as though it had just been plucked from the fields hours earlier. It was that fresh. I was also pleasantly surprised to find a number of artists and other makers amongst the rows. So if you live near the Rose Garden area, or you find yourself along the Alameda one Saturday morning, be sure to stop by. There's plenty of parking and great products to be had, and you can also hop on over to the Rose Garden to do a little strolling. Speaking of makers, this leads me to the next event that I'd like to share with you, taking place today through the end of the weekend. It's the annual Bay Area Maker Fair. Have you heard about it? It's part science fair, part county fair, and according to them, part something else altogether. The Maker Fair is an all-ages gathering of tech enthusiasts, crafters, educators, tinkerers, hobbyists, engineers, science clubs, authors, artists, students, and commercial exhibitors. All of these quote-unquote makers come to the fair to show off what they've made and what they've learned. There are over 800 exhibits and 6+ stages with lots of hands-on making and learning. I like to consider it DIY to the max. If you're on the fence, you might like this fun fact. 44% of attendees are first-timers. In fact, the Maker Fair has been taking place in the Bay Area since 2006. You'll be able to find it at the San Mateo County Event Center Friday, that's today, from 1 to 5 p.m., as well as Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 7 p.m. And as usual, I will have a link in the show notes with information on where you can purchase tickets and how to get there. If you're looking for something a little closer to the South Bay, be sure to check out Boogie on the Avenue Music Festival. That's happening Saturday and Sunday this weekend from 10 to 6. It's Campbell's biggest music festival of the year, formerly known as Boogie on the Avenue, or way back when, Boogie on the Bayou. It's the third weekend in May every year, and it's been known to attract over 50,000 people to downtown Campbell. For me, that's shocking. It's such a small town. But there will be two sunny days of arts, crafts, entertainment, shopping, food, music, and fun. If you've been to downtown Campbell before, you know that parking can be a little bit tricky. There will be designated public parking, but if you live in the Bay Area, or if you live in the South Bay specifically, I'd recommend you take light rail, which drops off at the beginning of the strip, which is very minimal walking, and it allows you to drink a few and, you know, public transportation your way home. Lastly, this coming Thursday, we're having a Silicon Valley Young Professionals mixer. We're calling it Matrix in May, Thursday, May 24th at 5:30 p.m. I encourage all my listeners to attend. It's a special event that we're kicking off with two other young professional organizations at the Casino Matrix near downtown San Jose. It's going to be a mixer meetup where you can network and make new friends, but we'll also be having a panel discussion featuring project managers across a few different industries. It's going to be a big event. There will be free valet parking, a red carpet, free appetizers, drink specials, and knowledge. So if you're interested in learning more, be sure to check the show notes. I'll have a link to the registration page, and there's even a promo video with yours truly in it. So if you're really interested, be sure to check it out, and I'll hope to see you there. All right. Thanks for listening to the podcast for People of the South Bay. If you like what you're hearing, be sure to subscribe, like, or review me on iTunes, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget to tune in next week for another episode of Sweet Home Silicon Valley.
That's a wrap. 5 full days of Silicon Valley swagger. If you haven't listened to any of the other shows, well, you missed out. Just kidding. Check out our website, whatupsv.com, where you can catch up on our past shows. Or subscribe and never miss anything. Ever.